And don't forget,
WJR and News Nation will present Cuomo Town Hall, the first 100 days, tomorrow at 8 p.m. right here on WJR, featuring President Donald Trump, moderated by anchor Chris Cuomo, along with authors and commentators Bill O'Reilly and Stephen A. Smith. The town hall will include a live phone interview with the President of the United States. That's tomorrow, 8 o'clock, right here on WJR. Well, more than 3 years after the fatal shooting, police shooting of a man in western Michigan, and it galvanized protesters and drew national media attention, former Grand Rapids police officer Christopher Schur sat in court yesterday as his long-delayed trial began. We call upon the experts, always here to help us, managing partner of Flood Law, PLLC, and host of Behind the Bench with Todd Flood here on WJR, is the one and only Todd Flood. Always a pleasure, Todd.
Paul W., the pleasure is mine.
This is a very tough situation. I generally give a tremendous amount of leeway to our police officers, just because of what they're doing and under tremendous stress and all the things they have to face. This one is a tough one when you consider, at least what we know, is there was a, kind of a wrestling match going on. And while the victim was on their stomach, they were shot in the back of the head. It makes it a little more difficult in the explanation and argument. Bring us up to speed on this.
Yeah, Paul W., you know, I'm in agreement with you. You know, I always want to – we're supposed to – police officers are supposed to have it right. I learned as a prosecutor we're supposed to get it right. And cops are in – especially today, in today's world for which we live, are genuinely put into risk hourly, daily, for their jobs. You never know who you're going to come up to on the side of the road. You'll always see many times, you know, an officer with his hand next to his weapon, just because they just don't know, right? So we put them in positions of peril all the time. This is a tough case from this standpoint. You know, what is the defense? Is the defense that this struggle and he had a right, a justification for the shooting, when the person he was apprehending is on his stomach, he couldn't cuff him. There's a big discretion right now of what happened to the taser, how the taser didn't work or did work, and the struggle that took place. But here, remember these magic words. It's a willful, wanton disregard, knowing that death or great bodily harm could happen. Here, was there a justification? Is that justification, you know, enough to get him by to manslaughter or not guilty, because his actions were a willful, wanton disregard, knowing that either death or great bodily harm could happen by putting the gun in a close range of firing. So I only think that this case is going to be a potential to be mitigated down to non-murder, to manslaughter. But I think the criminal defense side has a mighty rock to push up the hill to get a jury to bypass the shooting and how it took place. You got to remember this: the person that died was a .29, three times the legal limit over that, right?
Drunk. They were drunk.
Drunk. And fleeing and was fighting and was
had taken two shots, from what I understand, with the taser at the officer.
Right. And didn't deter him. So but there are so many different techniques and tactics that could have been used besides that of shooting someone in the back of the head. Right.
Right. Right.
So that's the key here. This is a tragic, tragic case all the way around. I just don't see a viable defense other than potentially to get gross negligence and mitigate it down to a manslaughter.
Well, I don't tell lawyers how to do what they do, but I sure hope they begin with the fact that the person tried to run from a police officer, which is what started the whole problem.
Amen. That's exactly right. So this person was fleeing and eluding, was obstructing, was resisting. There were a lot of criminal offenses that this person was committing. And it was all caught on film. That's the other thing.
Three different cameras, from what I understand. But on the on the other hand, they will point out that not one or all three of these different issues, maybe there are more than three, would lead to what would be called a death sentence, which is what they're going to claim this officer decided to mete out in the heat of the struggle.
Yes, yes.
We'll see.
Tough,
Todd.
Tough.
Really appreciate your help always, Todd. Gives us
my
more
pleasure, Paul W.
More thanks for what you do for a living and how you do help people, and we appreciate the way you help us, sir.
My pleasure. Be well, my friend. Talk to you soon.
You too. Todd Flood, managing partner, Flood Law. He founded the company, let's face it, and he hosts Behind the Bench with Todd Flood right here on WJR as we continue in focus with Paul W. Smith at 1:43.